On Classic Hits 4CA, it's time to take a look at the key issues that really matter here in the Far North. Welcome to this week's edition of The King Review with Gavin King.
Happy Friday, dear listeners. Welcome to The King Review. I've got a jam-packed show today with an incredible lineup of guests. What a big week in news it was. We'll cover Facebook's wipeout of local news pages, get an update on the federal government's plan to develop Northern Australia, and I'll chat to one of Australia's most beloved writers with over 2 million book sales during her remarkable career. But first, it's time to stop the buck passing between governments when it comes to support for Cairns during the pandemic. The state blames the feds blame the states. This week it was Minister Mick DeBrenny's turn to demand the feds extend JobKeeper. Look, guys, we agree there should be some targeted extension of the JobKeeper program in places like Cairns. But Minister DeBrenny spruiking a piffling $91 million investment by the state in Cairns is absolutely laughable. The feds spent more than $50 million every fortnight on JobKeeper during the peak of the pandemic. $91 million is a drop in the ocean when it comes to supporting our tourism sector. Both sides, stop the buck passing. And for the state, let us know what you'll be doing to support Cairns sooner rather than later.